Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A winter weather advisory from the National Weather Service is in effect for the Middle Tananaw Valley with snow accumulation expected. The advisory notes that drivers should plan on slippery road conditions, and it's in effect until 10 a.m. Saturday. The advisory covers Fairbanks, Fort Wainwright, Eielson Air Force Base, Esther, North Pole, Moose Creek, Two Rivers, Fox, Chattanooga, Chena Hot Springs, and Sourdough Camp. Up to 4 inches of snow is expected. Joe Christen, a meteorologist with the Weather Service, said the snow is anticipated to be the heaviest in areas south of Fairbanks, but added that several inches are expected to fall in the city and immediate areas. A heavier band of snow is expected to move into the region this afternoon. The University of Alaska Board of Regents has introduced a $277 million operating budget proposal for fiscal 2021, which adheres to the recently signed budget reduction agreement with Governor Mike Dunleavy. The Regents will review and likely approve the proposal during their upcoming set of meetings in Fairbanks on November 7th and 8th. According to a Friday news release from the university, Regents are likely to discuss a possible tuition increase that would be implemented for the fall 2020 semester. Dunleavy, along with UA Board of Regents Chairman John Davies and President Jim Johnson, signed an agreement in August that seeks to cut the university by $70 million over the next 3 years. A judge has rejected a request by the State Department of Law to stop signature gathering for an initiative to overhaul the state's election laws. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Anchorage Superior Court Judge Yvonne Lamoureux ruled that the state has not shown it would likely win an appeal of an earlier ruling. She ruled on Monday that the signature gathering can start. The initiative would require groups working to influence candidate elections to publicly disclose their donors. It would also change the state's primary system and allow voters to rank the candidates in the general election. Sign-ups for the 2020 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race ended last night. KNOM reports that approximately 30 teams are expected to compete in this coming February's race. Iron Dog Executive Director John Woodbury says the roster includes back-to-back champions Chris Olds and Mike Morgan, numerous other Alaskans, as well as some racers from outside, adding that they'll be taking on an even tougher-than-normal challenge with the addition of a new loop through Kotzebue. Woodbury says the additional trail will include checkpoints in Buckland, Kotzebue, Norvik, Kiana, and Selawik. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.